If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. You got their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. Today we will hear from John Butler after practice. We're supposed to be able to watch practice today, but that's not happening anymore, Sip.
What happens, Steve?
So John Butler will talk at 11:30 or so. John Butler's the new defensive coordinator. There'll probably be some players available. There originally was a plan that we're able to see the first 20 minutes of practice availability, we call it, and that was scratched. And the portal opens tomorrow. I'm just theorizing that maybe
conspiracy.
You don't want 40 reporters over there with their rosters checking every number, you know, that kind of thing. And then if someone's not there, assuming they're in the portal when they might be at class or they might be hurt, whatever, you know. It's sticky because sometimes a player's not at practice and it has nothing to do with anything. Might have a something.
That sounds like a horrific job to be sitting there with the roster trying to find out.
You see this guy? Where's 92 at?
Yeah, where's
92?
It is. I usually don't engage.
Hold on, there's 327s.
Which one is it?
100. See, there's problems like that. But anyway, yeah, I think there's going to be availability next week. So that's that. No biggie.
Can't watch practice.
I just want to ask Butler what happened in the scrimmage. How's the scrimmage? What did the defense look like? How are you holding up? It's hard to gauge it, you know, through words. I would pay a lot of money to see those scrimmages, but a lot of money in relative.
They'll ask you how much. How much are you talking about here?
Yeah, a couple hundo.
Yeah, I might take that.
I wouldn't
as long
go
as on three.
I wouldn't
financing
go,
this. Yes. Yeah. I'd like to pay a lot of on three's money to see this scrimmage.
I'd pay 100 out of my own pocket.
Out of your own?
Yeah, 100. I wouldn't go any further than that. I would for the knowledge.
So wait, hang on a second. You'd pay 100 bucks to watch the scrimmage, but we have to pay you to throw a football.
Yes.
Or catch a punt.
Yes, yeah. Because you're mocking me. It's a mockery.
No, I'm mocking anybody.
Yes, you are.
No,
you put it on a special feeding.
No. You'd think I would do that.
Yes.
Have I ever done something like that? I have posted pictures that were flattering. No. Not a video.
I don't know what you're up to.
He got you a trophy.
Yeah, we got you a plaque.
You got a plaque.
You have a plaque from this.
Columnist of the year.
He did. That was one of the nicest gestures anybody's ever done.
Got a plaque. Where's it at?
He got me a plaque.
Where's the plaque at?
It's in the back room of my house. But I don't display plaques.
It should be on the entryway.
Put it up.
We can frame it in here if you want to.
Get a drywall anchor and hang it up.
It was extraordinarily nice gesture.
It had a pen on it.
Yeah. I got it. I know exactly where it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's not lost.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you recall, a month ago, we went through we had a list from CBS Sports that went up over the FanDuel over-under numbers for each team. We went to Nebraska's,
right.
And I'm curious about the three I teams, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm going to give you where their over-unders are at. We're going to discuss where they should be. Illinois, okay. Is seen as a top 20 team preseason.
Yeah.
They're at 7.5, which seems low for a top 20 team, right?
Seems low because if I believe I heard this correctly, if you talked Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, I think they only play one of those.
Well, I'm going to get it. Okay, you keep going, and I got Illinois scheduled. Okay. But keep going.
No, that's all I'm saying is that would be the top teams probably in the Big Ten right now, right?
I saw them.
Know if Michigan is or not with where they're at with true freshman quarterback and those things, but their schedule's not brutal.
I saw Illinois referred to as an elite team yesterday in an article. An elite team.
Oh, they returned like 18 starters. The quarterback's back. Altmaier, this will be his third year, right?
Will Altmaier be back, though? Yeah. Or is that a Tennessee?
Oh!
Because he is being mentioned at Tennessee. Altmaier,
That'd be a good selection.
So, they field a very good veteran team, and they got an offensive lineman back that was for the same reason that Singleton came back.
Here's the thing. Yeah, Bill, you know, we always talk about schedules. It just feels like there's no real easy schedules anymore. So Illinois, you might say, is easier than some. It doesn't strike me as super easy. It's Western Illinois.
Yep.
It's at Duke. It's
difficult.
It's Western Michigan. It's at Indiana. It's USC. It's at Purdue. It's Ohio State. It's at Washington. Rutgers, Maryland, at Wisconsin, Northwestern. It's not horrific, but that's not easy.
No, there's teams like that, but it's not a juggernaut by any stretch.
No, it's not. It's not. No.
I don't get the 7.5.
Sometimes you kind of go, ooh.
No.
Oh. No.
Not really. No. You don't.
And then also, like I said, they got 18 starters back and a quarterback back.
I could see nine and three.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
CBS puts them as losing at Indiana, home against Ohio State, and at Washington. That's it. They have 9-3.
I could see 9-3.
And those games they have, the only one that stands out to me is Ohio State.
Yep.
The other two don't. Can they go to Washington and win?
Yes.
Absolutely they can.
Well, Indiana's
Can they go to Indiana and win? Absolutely, they can go to Indiana and win. So
Indiana's schedule we've covered.
And Indiana, by the way, 8.5 is their number on FanDuel. Eight and a half. It's a playoff team last year in the first year of Google Me, Kurt Cignetti.
Google Me.
8.5 is their over-under in year two, which is
you have that schedule, Steve.
Yeah, and we've covered the fact that once they get out of
non-conference,
it gets really tough fast. They're going to have to weather a tough initial flurry if they're going to have
What's the non-con?
The non-con's nothing. It's a big nothing burger.
Yeah,
it's Old Dominion. Mm-hmm. This is almost thievery. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State.
But that's interesting. Yeah, that
should be horrifying.
Yeah.
3-0.
Yeah.
And then it immediately gets real. Illinois in Bloomington, at Iowa, at Oregon, Michigan State. It's mainly the first three. Michigan State, UCLA, at Maryland, at Penn State, Wisconsin, at Purdue. So they just got to weather that initial flurry of the Big Ten. Illinois, at Iowa, at Oregon. I don't see how that's going to be interesting.
New quarterback. Yeah. They got Mendoza in there from Cal. Like him a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got Surratt, the receiver still there, is a good receiver, but I just love to see that they're over-unders 8.5. I mean, in Indiana.
What would you do with that schedule? Are you putting it over?
Nine? I would probably be an under.
Eight?
Eight. 8-4. Still a good year.
The three easy wins helps.
Yep.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.
It does give you, it's like, okay, we got three easy ones.
And if they could steal one of those first three, steal the Illinois game at home.
That's the funny thing about Vegas. They just nail it.
I know. It's well,
like,
pretty much.
Pretty much like eight and a hook. And a half, it's like, it's right there.
I don't like to do that with Vegas because they get stuff wrong. Wildly wrong sometimes. But anyway. What was the other team?
The last one is Iowa. Their over-under is seven and a half wins. Of course, new quarterback Mark Gronowski coming from South Dakota
State. Have we heard a word about him in spring ball?
Not much.
I've not. I mean, to say that I've covered Iowa spring ball would be a no. But I just wonder how – is he the guy?
Yes. Oh, yeah, he is.
He's clearly the guy.
No, he's 100% the guy. Brendan Sullivan, in fact, went in the transfer portal.
He did.
Two days ago. I think it's a great hit for Iowa. Someone that's played a lot of games, won a national championship at FCS, played a lot of football. Big guy, too. Not a little body.
Good. He can drive it down the field.
This is one, again, where you point out where Vegas usually is spot on where you want it to be. CBS believes, again, 7.5 the number. They have him at 5 wins. They have him going well under at 5. 5 wins is the belief.
For right away, I would always, no matter what.
5 and 7 is what they think.
I'm going over just with the head coach.
Five,
over seven what? And a half, or
let's
over five.
Find five over right five. Now.
I'm saying FanDuel's number is 7.5.
Okay.
This writer who is going giving his pick said that not only under but well under at 5 as his projection.
Okay. I need to hear
the schedule. And a half.
Okay. 7.5. All, okay, this will be difficult. Okay.
Albany.
Okay.
Is the opener.
Okay. 1-0.
1-0 at Iowa State.
Tough one.
Tough one. Yeah.
Very
give
tough.
Him a loss. 1-1.
Yep.
UMass.
2-1.
At Rutgers, I'm going to give them 3-1.
Ooh, that will be a very
slug
good game.
Fest.
That's a slugfest. That's 17-14. See what happens.
I'm going to give them 3-1.
Okay, do it, Steve.
Indiana, give them a loss.
3-2.
It's in Iowa City, though. Hello.
Yeah, just Google me though.
I don't know.
It's a tough
okay,
one.
Steve, you're making the call now. What do you got?
3-2.
3-2.
At Wisconsin. Rivalry game, tough. I'm giving
They're
it
doing
to
push-ups.
Iowa.
Wisconsin's doing push-ups.
I'm giving it to Iowa, though.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Well, Wisconsin, we've established, is not very good.
The push-ups didn't work, apparently.
4-2. Penn State.
4-3.
4-3. I guess. I mean, it's at Kinnick, but I'll say 4-3. Minnesota at Kinnick.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Probably Iowa. I still kind of think
5-3.
I still kind of think Iowa.
Oregon Ducks in Kinnick. Wow, Kinnick. Good year. Penn State going to Kinnick. Oregon going to Kinnick.
That's some great games at home.
5-4.
Gotcha.
At USC, 5-5.
I believe I'm going to support that.
I hate to say it. Michigan State at Kinnick in late November. That'll be gorgeous.
Yeah, it'll be gorgeous. It will be. Nothing. 10-9. 10-9, an incredible game. 10-9.
We already see it right now.
13
we
degrees.
Know.
Yeah, 13 degrees.
6-5.
It'll be a pick six of the one touchdown of the game.
6-5. And then Black Friday at Nebraska to get to 7. Can they do it? I'm going to say no.
6-6 for the Iowa Hawkeyes this year.
6-6. Yeah, that's 6-6.
That is an incredible schedule. If I'm an Iowa, if I'm a fan, I'm liking the schedule.
Penn State and Oregon at home. That is awesome. That is so
and Indiana.
Fun.
And Indiana. Yeah.
And Indiana and
Minnesota
Kenny.
At home.
That's a great home. That's a great home schedule.
That is awesome. Yeah.
It's also like that with you guys have been there a ton, and I've been lucky to be there a bunch also, is that it's a great stadium.
It is. It's underrated.
Underrated. One of the best stadiums I've ever been in.
God, no.
The fans are right on top of you. You walk down into it. And it's kind of like a Thunderdome.
I couldn't agree more with
you
on this.
It's all black, and it's like in the in the hospitals behind you, and it is.
They're
really,
into it,
and they're into it, and the fans, they're just relentless. They're just yelling. It's fun.
I agree with you.
It's fun.
It's a fun game.
I got barked at all game by a guy.
You did?
All game. Man. Chirped all game.
Did he?
He was quiet when it was 10-0. I'll tell you that much. He was quiet.
He started.
And he started getting a little loud, a little obnoxious in the stands.
My wife said that. Whatever it was a couple years ago when we won there, that the fans were just completely obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, they're not great.
She said it was just just, you know, and they're just lashing out. Yep. Whatever, your season still sucks. I mean, just they were obnoxious fans. Yes. And I didn't know they were that that obnoxious.
No, they are. They are. But
well, we used to have a tailgate show in the Haymarket, and they would literally, for years, they would, when Nebraska played Iowa here in Lincoln, fans would come by and flip us off as we're doing the pregame show.
I mean, you didn't get that.
The bird. Yeah, but isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. The only team that would do that was Iowa fans.
Did Colorado do that?
And give me the bird.
Did Colorado do a little bit of that?
I didn't see a ton of that this past time.
Colorado. Yeah. Colorado's wicked, too. They're wicked. Wicked.
Iowa, that's good. I'm not trying to be like Joe Cool. The reason I like the place so much is real simple. I've never lost there. Every time. So that helps. For some reason, how they flipped the schedule, we went back-to-back at Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
And had to go to Iowa twice.
Imagine
how upset you are.
Yeah.
You have to go into Iowa twice in a rivalry game.
Yeah.
Back-to-back. It was brutal. And like I said, we beat them in a crazy game that second year. The first game, both we kind of had in hand. Second game was a rough game. We won it. Thank God we got a first down late and iced the game up, so it was good.
I hope Nebraska fans don't mind us saying that that environment there is good.
No, it is, because the fans are right on top of you. That's the fun
part.
I'm trying
to think what other environments are good like that.
So the teams we said today, Illinois, no. The one end zone is like 30 yards away.
Yeah, that's not a great environment.
It's not. I can't sell it at all. Uh-huh. Not at all. Indiana, I've been there a couple
times.
Don't
try.
I can sell
this. Pre-Google me, though.
Last year wasn't great.
Yeah.
We thought, Bill was asking me, pay close attention. What's it like? It was just okay.
It's also 11 a.m.
11 a.m. game.
Morning kickoff.
It's okay.
Full, but I think the stadium. I think the stadium's kind of cool.
I kind of like it.
But yeah. But I know this. We went there at Utah, and Antoine Randall L was their quarterback, and we beat him in a crazy game. And the stadium was, it was half full. I didn't leave there going like, this is incredible. This is Big Ten. So, but of those three, of the eyes, Iowa has it.
Oh,
stadium wise,
Hondo,
not even close.
Yeah,
it's one of the best in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't like to. No, I don't want to even talk about the Let's Go Hawks chant. I do too much. It scares me. It's a scary chant.
Nightmares for you.
It's kind of chant you hear in your sleep.
Yep.
Those people get going now. I mean,
did they get any wide receivers at all?
They had to.
The wide receiver play last year was, it looked borderline horrific.
Well,
it really did.
I'd say a lot of years in the past seven, it's looked horrific at Iowa. They just don't get receivers. I mean,
the year before was the most with our 280 pound quarterback. That was
Deacon Hill. He went to Utah Tech after that.
And didn't start. Started one game. He threw 48%.
They won 10 games with that guy quarterback who did not start at Utah Tech the next year.
Think about
great
that.
Coaching.
It's incredible coaching. Yeah. Utah Tech.
There you go, Jake.
I'm trying to think of the receiver. I don't see much on the receiving.
Yeah, I don't know what they got. I mean, they'll change anyway, probably. So
the same look.
I love these preseason projections of these teams. They're going to change.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
There's your peek at the I teams in the Big Ten. When we come back, the NFL is getting some assistant GMs. College teams are getting assistant GM from an NFL player who's starting the trend in the NFL. That's next.
The trend.
On Early Break on The Ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.